This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, August 15th. I'm Patricia Naft. Mosquitoes have always been a problem for the North Fork region. KBNF's Jake Ryan went to a small office this week and talked with the people charged with keeping West Nile at bay.
Chris Trinkle is stuffing mosquitoes into a small plastic test tube. He's the field operations manager for the North Fork Mosquito Abatement District. It's a very small organization that tries to keep the local mosquito population under control. Their territory runs from Hotchkiss to Paonia and further up the valley. It's been around for decades, but has had a new motivation since the West Nile virus showed up in 2006. 6 years after that, the CDC labeled this area a West Nile epidemic.
If West Nile gets out of hand here, the mosquito control will be taken out of local hands and go into the hands of the state or national government, which their response will be to aerial fog with chemicals that we don't know at less than optimum times, which would probably have a tremendously negative effect on our economy.
What Chris means by economy is all the organic farms in the area. The North Fork Mosquito Abatement District uses bacteria, garlic sprays, and very soft chemicals that won't interfere with an organic farm. Many chemicals used by other districts would invalidate an organic farm's certification for years, essentially shutting it down. Since the CDC labeling, though, they've had some really great years. Last year, their numbers were down, but they found West Nile in mosquitoes in June. This year, their numbers are down again, and they still haven't had any confirmed cases of West Nile in mosquitoes. It's August. They're months beyond where they could have expected to be.
So I've got these three vials sorted. This is basically a mosquito blender. Okay, here goes.
They test the local mosquitoes twice a week.
Sound of silence was never sweeter.
Today is a special test. This district has had some big events, from the BMW bike rally to Cherry Days in Paonia. This test, the one Chris is doing right now, will tell him in a few seconds if they're still West Nile free, even through the Delta County Fair last week in Hotchkiss, which saw thousands of people, thousands of possible West Nile cases.
The BBs have been moved around in the agitator, completely dissolving the mosquitoes into a murky, brown, sludgy liquid with a frothy head.
Now, West Nile affects mosquitoes, too. Mosquitoes can be riddled with it or just have a small amount of the virus and be fighting it off. This test, the RAMP test, sees how much West Nile is there. Anything below a 30 is a negative. The mosquito only has the sniffles and isn't dangerous to humans.
We have a number. It's 15.2. And it's 11, even better than the last one, 11.8. So here we are down to the last one, last number. And a little bit higher. This is just below 30. So we're still negative.
Nice job. That last one was pretty close to the line, 29.8.
Yeah, I know. We're both smiling, aren't we? You know, I don't like that number, but it's still a win for our team. You know, anything from 30 up to 100 is a warning sign. Anything below 30 is considered a negative.
Today they've won the battle, but the war will never be over. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Hunting and fishing are male-dominated sports, but the number of women participating in these activities is on the rise. KVNF's Laura Pomisano went to a female-only shooting and fishing clinic outside of Norwood over the weekend. There she spoke to women who are passionate about improving their outdoor skills.
I got a crawdad! Now what do I do with it?
16 women attended the Cast and Blast two-day clinic put on by Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Instructors taught the women about spin casting, archery, rifle shooting, and orienteering.
The fish are toying with my lure, but not actually biting on it yet. I'm just waiting for them to calm down and snag it.
Jolie Daughtry took a hunter's education course through Parks and Wildlife. There, she learned about the agency's Women of Field program that teaches females about the basics of shooting, hunting, and angling. Daughtry says she didn't participate in these activities as a kid.
It was one of those things that it always intimidated me growing up, and my family didn't go out camping or any of that. And so to be able to learn how to become an outdoor woman, and it just has been amazing to introduce and open my eyes to, hey, this is fun. You know, it's not as crazy as people make it out to be.
This is Daughtry's second time attending a Cast and Blast. Her first one was in 2008. After the event, she became an avid fly fisher and shooter. She is now trying to get her husband into shooting.
He gets intimidated by my shooting skills, so he doesn't go as often as I would like, but he is getting more into it just because I am.
Daughtry is part of a growing number of women entering the realm of shooting, hunting, and fishing. Nationally, the number of women who have fished has increased by more than a million from 2006 to 2011, according to federal data. In 2011, 8.9 million women fished. There are also about 1.5 million women who hunt in the U.S. That number grew by 20% from 2006 to 2011. Since 2009, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has seen the number of females taking hunter education courses nearly double. This is Mandy Hopkins' first time trying archery.
Never shot a bow and arrow, and so I don't think my husband has either, so I'm kind of excited to tell him that I shot one before he did.
Hopkins also went hunting for the first time last year. She did a guided hunt near Steamboat Springs.
I think one of my biggest fears was going out with my husband and trying to backpack in for 6 days or something crazy like that. And here I was able to go in with a guide and be trained and feel comfortable and safe. And my biggest fear also was just making sure I didn't injure the animal, and so the guide had that same concern, and so we were on the same page, and I was able to knock down a cow elk last year, and we were still enjoying it.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials like Tony Bonacquista are glad to see more females participating in hunting and fishing.
You look at the nationwide statistics, and hunter numbers are decreasing every year. The average age of the hunter is getting older, so we're making an effort to recruit different segments of that population, just instead of the traditional middle-aged male who is our typical hunter. We're trying to get into different age groups and just encourage use by different types of people than we typically have in the past.
Bonacquista says the agency also has youth outreach programs.
I've had a couple jump up right next to my lure.
Daughtry thinks events like Cast and Blast are a great way for women to be introduced to hunting and fishing.
I think women should always try something new. It would be a great opportunity for them to just get out of their comfort zone. And I think it's actually enjoyable when you have the right people teaching you. The instructors here are extremely patient, and it just helps so much with making it easy to learn and get a new skill.
Good shooting.
Thank you. Thanks for your input and your help.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Stay tuned for Western Slope Skies, followed by Alan and the Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.